Hey, what's up, guys? This is Johan. I'm here with
Jesus.
And you're listening to VulgarCast.
VulgarCast, yes. Johan, they said we wouldn't get past episode 10.
And we're here. Episode 6.
And we're only at episode 7, so they might be right.
Episode 6, 5. We're
seven.
Doing it. 7?
7.
That is what it is. Good times and shit.
Are we going right into it?
Yeah, episode 7.
We're jumping right into it.
After Christmas.
After Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
I like saying happy holidays and
catch all and shit. Right off the bat, I want to talk about how Johan. I gotta talk about
sip something. Of my sweet ass tea.
Yeah, remember day after Black Friday. I never talked about this before, but it was fucking hilarious to me that I'm like, I'm gonna beat everybody to the punch this year.
About what? With the presents?
No, like with the lights, decorations.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to my parents' house. I'm talking to my mom. We're like, yeah, this year, we're doing it right. Day after Thanksgiving. We're gonna fucking put Christmas lights up. We're gonna buy the tree. Then I go to this dude's house. He fucking beat me to the punch so bad.
Dude got rocked.
Dude, I got fucking rocked. Dude, this guy has so many lights. You can see his house from fucking space. I go to pick up Johan to go like Black Friday shop, but this motherfucker's already opening the door dressed as Santa.
And Santa.
Santa. Like, God damn.
I got a beard on and shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I give you cheers to you, dude.
Yeah, man. Thank
you. Beat me to the punch. I just fucking made it nice.
Yeah. Put what's it called? Fix the porch.
Yeah.
Put like mulch and like bought some shit on Walmart. And
I know.
A bunch of cool shit. It was tight.
It was nice, but it was classic.
I like doing that shit.
It was a classic looking house. It was one of those. I think you were like two more decorations away from being one of those houses that people from other neighborhoods come over and
to like see what's up.
See, like, oh, look at this one.
I like that. I like that. I used to do that when I was
little. Yeah, I know. I love doing that too.
And cruising around the houses and you're like, damn, this is it.
But yours is, I like it. It's classic. Very good looking. I know, I'm a big fan of that too.
I mean, my mom's too. My mom's fucking doing it.
I know, you're almost like at that point where you have to like start being like fucking high school kids from making out in the front.
it's
looking that nice and shit out there.
The new make up spot and shit.
Yeah. It's that nice.
You know, instead of the cats and shit, I gotta like fucking fight teenagers and shit out on my porch and shit like, get the fuck out of here.
Fucking old man Johan beat it, bro.
Oh man. Fucking, what is that?
Like, is that Jeffrey? Is that Jeffrey up there?
What is that? What is that shit when you like knock on people's doors and run?
Ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditch. Yeah. People doing that shit all the time. Shit, leaving. Nah, fuck.
Cause your
shit.
House is just attention grabbing.
Nah, dude, legit. In front, right here, these old dudes, and they're doing that. And my stepdad's like, "Yo, shut the fuck up, fucking."
They were ding dong ditching.
Yeah,
the old dudes.
Yeah, the old dudes. No, not the old dudes, but they were doing it towards the house. Like, come on, they're like old people and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you do that to the little viejitos and shit.
It was funny because we were putting up the decorations and that shit happened.
And you saw
it? Oh, you see, yeah, like three little fucking little kids. And
at the same time, it's nice seeing it. It's a little bit. I like seeing.
It's cool, but
not that it was old people. But I like the spirit of kids going around, yeah, still being like
doing what they're doing. And shit, yeah. And apartments, that's where you do it.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. I mean, I used to do it in my own apartment complex.
You do it to, you know, you would do it where they least expect it. You would go right to your neighbor.
Yeah. Your neighbor. You're like drinking tea. Yeah, motherfucker ran out.
Crazy, dude. Oh, some little fucker, yeah. And then you drop a name of whoever you don't like in the neighborhood. Yeah. Little fucking brat. See if you don't let me come over to play your Sega Genesis. Gerald, you piece of shit.
Oh, man.
It's fucking nice. And you know, you did it good. Because there's some motherfuckers. What do you think about those? See, I have some commentary on. I was talking about this with my mom. Like the people that have the inflatable ones. What's your thoughts on the inflatable?
I mean, I've seen proper ones.
Okay.
Like solid ones.
Is my.
But some people get lazy. Like the one next door.
That's
shit.
Exactly where I was
they
going.
They put like, oh, let me just buy one inflatable.
It's, yeah.
I got spare and shit. Just to show I got it.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, you're not in.
Yeah.
You got to do, if you're doing the inflatable, you got to do the lights too.
Yeah, I know.
It has to be nice. A whole fucking shenanigans. And this is the other thing I got a problem with, those fucking inflatables.
What?
It's like they're fucking, like, they do the inflatable and then, like, they turn it on only at nighttime.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, if you don't have enough electricity, if you don't have enough money to pay for the bill to have that shit running 24 hours, don't fucking do it, okay? Because it looks fucking...
It's just like,
yeah.
And daytime and shit. That is
like,
true.
Yeah, I don't like that. Which I like it when there's like some cool ones. Like that fucking, one of your neighbors I noticed had like that, which we were even talking about that was actually really nice. Is that like that little Snoopy on the motorcycle?
Yeah, that one's cool.
That one's fucking cool.
You know what I saw? I was like, what the fuck? My mom showed me. I was like, duh. I think it's like next complex over. It's like a whole sleigh. Like a, yeah, sleigh. fucking...
Right, with all the deers and all that?
Yeah, with the deers Rangers? And shit, but it was, like, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy. Oh, that's nice. And I'm like, dude, where'd they get this shit? And yeah, it was long, dude. It was, like the whole roof and shit.
Oh, it's a whole setup.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Man, it was just one set, but the whole thing was long as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably say, like, good, I don't know, like, 12 feet
or some shit. Oh, it's like a whole roof type of shit.
Yeah. It was tight. I was like, damn.
That is pretty nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they have to keep that shit up inflated.
Actually, it was by Ferguson that we saw it.
There used to be by my old, like, oh, when I was younger, we used to go to this one guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he still does it. That he used to, like...
Was it the same dude for Halloween and shit?
No, it's a different dude. This guy was, like... He literally... He's come up kind of by Coconut Grove. He had, like, a mad land. And he used to do, like, different sets. Like, I'm talking, like, kids would come from, like, all of Miami and, like, Florida, South Florida to go to his house. Okay. I'm serious. He used to give candy cane and shit away. He used to have people watching it because it used to be, like, a thing. Like, he literally, like, he had, like, fucking, like, it had, like, a scene. And it's, like, kids, like, in an ice skating rink.
What?
Or and it would, like, be, like, another scene. And it would be, like, fucking the nativity scene. There'd be another one. And it's, like, Frosty the Snowman.
And it was, you were, like, what, like, good, what, 10 or something?
The last 12? Time I went, I was, like, 12. And I don't know what ever happened to that shit. I don't think they do it anymore.
Probably not. Like, we heard about. We gotta let go of this shit. Yo, we're running too much recession money on this shit. No fucking, what is that? When people donate and shit?
What would they do is that we'd put like a little bulls out if people wanted to donate and shit. Because the dude would go like you could tell.
Yeah, I mean, shit, like, that is pretty cool though.
Yeah,
I would donate.
He started putting it up shit, like I think like September. Like October, he started putting up Christmas shit.
Yeah.
So it could be ready by like November 30th around there.
Damn, for the neighborhood, put the moves and shit.
Yeah, that's cool. It's nice.
Like, yeah, not too many people do that shit.
Yeah, not anymore. Your house is like the perfect.
Some old man and shit.
I mean, like your house, I'm like, that's a perfect setup right there.
I'll probably pull moves.
It's like, one of those I'm definitely like slowing down. Like, look at that.
Yeah, no.
Look at that little house. Look at that nice little.
Especially this year. This year, fucking Christmas was like on some shit. Yeah. So that's good. I like that shit.
But talk about those inflatable shits. Yeah, like nothing's worse. Like, you know, when you're walking by and it's just like, you see, fucking looks like a tent, like a circus tent that just fucking fell over and shit. I was telling my mom that it was like, you know, like, it's like when you like meet a really hot chick at like a bar and you take her out and you're hanging out and the whole night you're like, dude, I'm gonna fucking, this girl's so hot.
And then you
see her like fucking 8 in the morning and you're like, what the fuck? You're seeing all the fucking, the smoke and mirrors
air
are gone.
Air and shit.
You know, you see all the strings and the ropes that are holding up the inflatable thing and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I don't think that's crazy. Huh? Think about that shit. I never fucking...
What, noticed that?
No, no.
With inflatable things?
No. Oh. The, like, fucking going out and then, like, damn, fucking ugly and shit.
There's people, though, I definitely know there's people that are, like, bar friends that I've, like, only seen in a bar scenario. And I think if I saw them...
Like, an outer... Yeah, exactly.
It's just, like, it's weird. It's like, what? I don't want to hang out with you, like, it's fucking 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like, I would play McDonald's pool with you and shit. Yeah. So did you ever see a teacher when you were little, like outside of school?
Oh, that is
that shit
weird.
Throws you off.
You know who I saw? Funny enough, I went to this dude, back to school and shit. I saw what's his name, a tall fucking black dude that was like a security, not even.
Oh,
security,
that was cool.
Like an AP
that,
or something.
That he had like cornrows and stuff.
Nah, you're right, dude.
Oh, they talk about
like
the teacher.
Fucking tight ass. Fucking
oh, the annoying one.
Yeah.
Little pencil fucking looking dude.
Yeah, he was like skinny.
Pencil-y motherfucker. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
That's that guy was not. Mr. Tompkins. Mr. Tompkins, dude.
Yeah,
like Tompkins Square Park. Yeah, dude, I fucking remember that guy.
Tompkins Square Park. That doesn't.
No. It makes me think of it because Tompkins Square Park. Oh. Yeah.
I'm like, damn. You remember his full name and shit? Got him on the list. Yeah, but fuck that dude and shit. And fuck that rent-a-cop and shit from Publix type of shit. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, no.
Well, if you're listening to us and shit, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, unsubscribe.
Don't say hi to me and shit anymore. And shit. I'm fucking sweep legs and shit. What is it? Sweeping legs.
I'm gonna play the little clip from Karate Kid and shit. Yeah, sweep the legs!
Yeah.
It's Johnny, your
cream pop! Sweep the leg. You have a problem with that. No sensei. No mercy.
There you go. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, like, fuck that dude. But didn't you ever see a teacher like outside of school? It's almost like you're almost like, you know, you don't, but it's kind of like, don't you like live in the school? Like, it's weird.
Yeah. Fucking chained up to a desk. Yeah, and like, shit, like,
Like, just what do you mean you're out here in the public? It's like, fuck it.
That's fucked up, dude. But like, but some teachers were tight and shit. I mean,
there was tight teachers, yeah.
Yeah.
There was those teachers that didn't have that teacher vibe to them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Then you're kind of like, all right, I can see you.
Yeah.
Doing those acts in school. And
then you would see them, like, most of them were probably, like, cute chicks. Always. Cute. Yeah.
So. Hamburger.
Yeah.
There you go. What was it, Hernandez, remember you were out here?
Yeah. I think they were both Colombian, no?
Yeah, they were both Colombian. Yeah. Or, I don't know. The other one, Hernandez, I think. Yeah, she was definitely Spanish, but I don't know where she was from. She also looked like Hindu. Oh. Remember? She kind of looked like, I mean, we used to call it Pocahontas and shit, because she looked like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was like.
I think she was like.
She was like.
She was Hispanic for sure, though, because I heard her.
Because of Hernandez, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah, but she might have, like, good, solid Spanish. She was,
oh, really?
She was in, yeah, I remember.
I always thought she was maybe, like, Hindi or, like, Sri Lankan or something.
Damn, I just remember her.
Yeah, she was cool.
You said that.
Right. We used to write messages to each other on the table, remember? Because I found out that you had the same class, and we both found out that we both sat on the same table, and I didn't know. So I would draw shit.
Thug,
like, so, because I knew when you would come in class, you would see it, and then you would draw something.
Yeah. Fucking journal. Well, fucking Christmas. What'd you do for Christmas?
Just like going family. With the fam, funny shit. Like the thing I told you with Juju and shit.
Then Juju.
He played the part of Frank Sinatra, my cousin, and I did D-Martin.
D-Martin.
Did a good rendition and shit.
He was scared of the singing shit. Yeah. He got nervous. He's a good singer from what I hear, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I convinced my cousin to freestyle rap someone, which went terribly wrong. Because he decided to freestyle mentioning that she had, like, well, went terribly right, if you think about it that way. Yeah. He made a joke about her, like, him not being married, but he, lo and behold, he didn't know that the guy had just gotten a divorce 2 days ago.
Dude.
And was just, that cut deep and shit.
Yeah.
The dude's face changed, like, you changed the tone in the room changed and shit.
Even the people were injured? Like,
no, like, the rest of his sister was laughing. Everybody was laughing. Cool. Everybody was laughing.
Yeah.
But himself, his face, like, it wasn't so playful anymore. Yeah.
You know, like, in the little animes when they show, like, the little fucking dark little lines and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, like, shut out around him and shit. Yeah.
That's
like, funny. Yeah, yeah. He told my cousin, he was like, dude, this is the first Christmas I've never spent with my kid.
Damn, that's fucked. How old is this kid anyways? Like,
the guy who got divorced?
Yeah.
Like 35, probably 38.
No, I'm saying like his kid and shit, because he's like,
oh, I don't know, I never seen the guy before. That was why. He was my cousin's wife's brother.
Really?
And I guess he came this time since probably he was divorced. Alone and shit. Yeah, but so we didn't put two and two together.
Yeah.
We just thought, oh, he's coming this time this year over here. We also had my cousin, we were training him straight Rocky Steez, trying to catch chickens and shit. Because you got to earn your fucking food around the house, all right? When you're around some
I saw the video. It was still funny, dude. But did you guys cook chicken or no? Oh, that would have been sick.
We made turkey. And we made, like, some ham, lechon.
Was that a cajina? No, it was a chicken that he was chasing.
Yeah, we were chasing chickens and shit. Yeah. I was making him chase chickens and shit, Rocky Steez.
Yeah,
because he's also deadly. I found out, like, I was telling Johan, like, he likes money more than he is nervous about things. Because, like, he'll be shy about something. He was shy about freestyling, but as soon as we all put money down, she goes out the door. And I was telling everybody, like, if he sings, he's shy at first, but then you can't get him to shut up and shit. Like, I was telling him, like, you're going to have to pay him later to not sing anymore because you're going to. We offered him $50 to sing, and that dude eventually started singing and wouldn't shut the fuck up.
It's like when you get him, like, get him confident and shit. Confidence is like, boom.
Yeah.
Full steam ahead and shit.
Yeah, like I told Johan, I was texting him freestyle lines to say, and like people kind of noticed and shit that he was getting texts in his phone. People called him out,
mm-hmm.
But by then he had already got like his momentum and shit.
Yeah.
So then that boy started dropping bars and shit.
He's fucking Cole and shit. You're in the back and shit. Cole.
It was fucking hilarious, dude. He went off and shit. And but yeah, what'd you do? How was your Christmas?
That was good. Just spend it pretty much here chilling, playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah,
Final Fantasy 15. What up?
Listen, no, I've seen Johan in the last 2 weeks, like a good amount of time. Every single time I see him, the last time I had seen him prior to that, he had said the only thing he had done was play Final Fantasy.
Yeah, dude, I'm on that.
We went to go see Rogue One, remember?
Playing Final Fantasy,
and you were still getting your bearings on your body back. Like, yeah, just like he was walking in the movies then, and he was like, how do these legs bend again? He was swinging his leg over the other one to cross his
ass. Yeah, dude. That's how I felt today and shit, walking out and shit. Like,
some dude that just came out of prison.
I need glasses. Like, where the fuck? Ew.
You were like lashing out at people. Like, yeah, somebody that's been in prison too long. They're trying to get back on their toes.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, what is that? That process that they have to do, and she's like some rehab and shit.
Integrated into society. Yeah. You have to integrate into society.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. No, but yeah, I just fucking chilled. I hope my mom cooked. And then, I don't know. We usually celebrate it like after 12 and shit. Like open presents.
Yeah, by the way, if you guys aren't Latin American, Americans celebrate it usually on Christmas Day.
Yeah, like Latin 25th people, we in do, the morning and shit.
Yeah, Latin people do what we call Noche Buena, which is like you do it all night until like midnight. Mm-hmm. You party with family.
Yeah.
Eat fucking good food and whatever.
All day and then...
Yeah. And then you open the presents.
Here and there and then at the end you just fucking go in with the presents. Now open some presents and, I don't know, spend it with the family. Sure. That was good.
Good.
Yeah, man.
Good times.
Good vibe. Yeah, good vibe.
I spent it with... What did you do Christmas Day? Did you do anything?
Like, what I usually do? I watch Home Alone in the morning.
Oh, you gotta do the classics and shit.
Home Alone, and they were like here and there. I was fucking like watching movies that they'll show. I saw what was this movie? Nightmare Before Christmas. A little bit of it, because my little brother was watching, and that's it.
That's like, good. Yeah.
The rest I was just literally fucking playing.
Final Fantasy.
Yeah, and I talked to my family in Colombian shows. It was tight.
That's nice.
Yeah, they're all fucking with my gramps and shit over there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're killing.
Nice, right on, man.
Yeah, dude. My guy called my grandpa. He's like, dude, I can't find my shoes. I was like dancing. I fucking motherfucker's like, motherfucker's like 70 some shit.
Danced to lost your shoes and shit.
Yeah, I was like, damn, dude. And my grandma was like her fucking loose hair and shit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so Christmas and shit over there.
That's right. That's good times.
Yeah, yeah. Can't wait to go over there. So, my cousin had a new fucking little baby and shit.
Oh, for real? The girl cousins?
No, it's like my oldest cousin on the side of my dad's side and shit. So I have a fucking little kid and shit. He was hyped, so I'm like, oh dude, you got a present there and shit for Christmas.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, made a material.
Okay.
Shut up. Yeah, dude. No, that's tight and shit. Got all emotional and shit. I was like, that's cool. Yeah. No, but that's it.
Nice, eh?
It's tight. Yeah, man.
Can't go wrong with that.
Fam
always good fam session.
Yeah.
And then we do our little chills and shit was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just watched Godzilla all day. A Christmas day and shit with the fam.
Yeah.
Ate fried IHOP. Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. Down who's a fucker and nobody's getting fucked up. Thing is fake.
Santa, is there anything I can do?
Is there anything you can do? You can get back to work!
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
I'm gonna kill you!
Making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's a fucker.
And nobody's getting fucked. Nobody's getting any more toys.
fat ass dick. You better make sure you learn how to spell, cause if you don't, you're burning in hell. Santa Claus is coming, I think Santa Claus is coming. I said Santa Claus is coming. I said Santa Claus is coming.
Last one, we went to go see Rogue One. They came out.
We didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about it on the podcast because we haven't parted after that.
Oh, true. Yeah. What'd you think?
Yeah, give me your summary.
My summary was tight.
That's it.
Yeah, it was good. No, it was good, man. It was good. Just fucking.
Like,
I
like
the fighting scene. I forgot the Asian dude that he's like blind.
Yeah. I'm one with the Force.
Yeah. That dude. That dude's awesome.
I love that dude. Yeah.
That dude.
I mean, we can spoil this at this point because the movie's fucking already been out for a week and a half.
You don't have to spoil it.
We don't have to, but I'm really late. Just in case, spoiler alert, and we might fucking go in.
The ending's tight.
Yeah. Did you like the. You know what I noticed in the intro?
I mean, Darth Vader's in it.
Darth Vader's in it, and he's dropping bodies.
Yeah.
He's rocking.
People
are getting bodied. People are getting bodied.
Bodied heavy.
You know what was in the beginning? Did you get that vibe I was trying to tell you when we were watching it? Like that, you know, did you notice in the intro, you know, the part with Captain Orson, whatever?
Right. You know, Mexican.
The dude with the white little cap and shit from the beginning of the movie.
Oh, right.
That he's talking to Stardust Dad and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole scene, didn't it make you think kind of Inglourious Basterds and shit? Like, the intro in Inglourious Basterds is the same. Remember when, Christoph Waltz, the German dude, comes in and he's like.
He's like the.
And he's drinking milk in the guy's farm and shit.
True.
And the guy's like, he's like, oh, so where's the family? And then he's like, the family's under the floorboard.
Yeah.
You know, remember? And then the guy's like,
and shit.
Just like, oh, tell me where they're at and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't get that vibe? Because I got that same vibe when I was watching. I was like, oh shit, because then the only one who lives.
Like trying to be friendly type of thing, but not really.
Yeah, not really. And then he's like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And even the whole thing where the girl escapes, and in the movie, and Inglourious Basterds, the girl escapes. And
yeah, she goes like runs and shit. Right.
Yeah, I don't know, I just got that vibe in it.
That
was even it was even I don't know, stormy and shit. I like that. I like that.
No, but it was daylight in the other one, though.
And when it goes Bastards? Bastards. Yeah, well, Shoshana. Shoshana. Shoshana.
He tries to shoot her.
And he's like, you know what?
Let her shoot her. I'm going to let her rest. See what life brings you.
Because I do, it was a.
Gave him the boot and shit.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, in the beginning of the movie.
That was a spoiler and shit. Give him the boot. Watch it and shit. You haven't then.
Yeah, you're fucking over. You're probably listening to the wrong podcast and shit.
For real, dude. No, that's it. That's a good movie.
Yeah,
I know which. That's a Blu-ray.
That's a good. Yeah, there's.
I've seen it in the $5 bin and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you want to get that Blu-ray. The Blu-ray.
I've seen that. Not eBay.
FYE, probably.
Nah, dude. Goodwill.
That's good. Yeah.
It's $3 and shit.
Yeah,
might as well fucking be even cheaper than
$5. Fuck. No, but I like the intro. Made me think of that, and then.
Yeah,
but I did think I did think in the Star Wars, the Rogue One,
mm-hmm.
That intro made me think of that shit, and I felt like they should have added a little bit more dialogue, because I felt like he was gonna go there, when that one scene with the kid, he could have made it more tension and shit.
Oh bullshit! Yeah, now I remember what you're talking about, dude.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking. They were back in the ship.
No, I'm talking in the beginning when she's in the
farm.
Field. Yeah, when they're in the field and shit. And she's holding, and remember she runs away and he finds her little stormtrooper toy.
Yeah.
Which that shit was cute as fuck.
Yeah.
That he finds a little stormtrooper toy and shit. I was like, damn, that's pretty. Yeah, no, but then they made me think, I was like, damn, the whole time I was like, this movie is masterbound.
Yeah.
But then, then the next 10 minutes, I was like, let me see where this movie goes. But no, then it got fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, remember the end? I was just, Rogue One. Yeah, I'm saying that movie got amazing.
I thought you were talking Glory's Best. Nah, but yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets fucking pretty good.
In the first 10 minutes, you're skeptical and shit, but then it's it got me.
Yeah.
It got me fucking.
No, I think from the beginning for me and shit, I was like,
I like that opening scene, but then after that, I'm saying, I felt like it kind of slowed down. I was walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
And then I delivered
that is.
It was definitely like a fan movie made by fans for fans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't really like Star Wars, you watch that movie, you're probably not the
directed
same.
Directed it and shit?
No, not J.J. Abrams. It's actually the guy who made that Godzilla movie. Remember the one that we saw together?
The newest one?
Yeah, the newest one. Which we got like we got shit faced at the Long Island at the TGIF Friday because the movie was like 2 hours away and we're like, what do we do now? Fuck it, let's just go.
TGIF Friday's not sure.
Then we got in, we got super loaded. I think
they were like shown. Yeah, dude.
And we watched that night. Tired, though. But it was funny as shit. It was fun. Yeah. It was good.
And I drank some Guinness and shit.
Yeah. I got mad like on the face.
I've been itching for some fucking Guinness and shit.
But I remember that Godzilla, and I'm a big Godzilla fan, guys.
Yeah.
That was like one of my first favorite movies when I was a little baby. Played with them. That's how I knew I wanted to be a director. I used to make movie
with the Godzilla
toys and play the different roles with them and shit, like Godzilla and like my Rodan, like Radon and fucking Mothra, and they play like different.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
like that's when I realized little. I was like, damn, I always kind of wanted to fucking.
I mean, I used to paint my toys and shit.
There you go.
Oh my fuck.
That's
dude,
a pre
awesome.
Pre-sense to like yeah.
My mom made me do it and shit. Like, here, just fucking paint your toys.
And you're like,
do something. I'm like,
that's good. That's good. They should get that tool and shit.
Yeah, but then again, I was like, I got to an age that I'm like, dude, I'm gonna take care of my toys and shit.
Yeah,
and I fuck them up.
The same thing.
But I still fucking like to paint them.
Yeah, I think you're gonna say I got to the point where I was like drawing dicks, like trying to be funny and shit.
Oh, crazy. Like on their faces and shit or something. Yeah.
Like, damn it, this is not what I expected.
Just
and shit.
Yeah, just fucking
but
all my toys.
But they were good details, so we knew he had potential and shit.
Nah, man, that's good.
But yeah, I used to do that shit with Godzilla toys. I remember I used to be fucking like cursing and doing weird voices for him.
Yeah.
And like my dad would just be like, coming like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
I mean, I used to do that too and shit. Yeah. With like, my fucking.
And I was like, dude, it's Godzilla, it's not me and shit. Godzilla's talking all that shit.
Yeah, nah. I mean, is it weird that you put, like, I would do it and shit, put them to sleep? I would put my toys to sleep.
Well, I would do
shit.
That sometimes. With my favorite ones. I don't think I was taking a long time. I was going like, here you go, Mothra.
Oh, no, not crazy.
Oh, here, Rodan.
Like, no, I just fucking make, like, a little bed and I'll make, like,
because actually not. This is how crazy I was. Especially about the Rugrats. After, like, I was really into the Rugrats and I had all the toys.
Yeah.
I grabbed the shoebox. All right, this is a whole long story. God damn, this might be too...
Go ahead, dude. This might be the same thing
where you're talking about. I don't know.
I used to have VHSs.
What, to make a little outline?
The outline
of like, where their room is and all that?
Yeah, but I would make, like, a fucking building out of the VHSs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my aunt would have, like... Dude, she probably... To this day, she probably had, like, fucking millions and shit.
Yeah.
And fucking... built a fucking empire and shit. Like, fucking castle and shit. Yeah, dude. Nice. Like, now we make, like, soccer fields and shit.
Out of the little VHS.
Out of the VHS with the fucking field and shit. And we, you know, like, how you play the fucking football game and
shit. With the soccer, yeah.
Yeah, but with the soccer ball. And be like, bam, with the fucking action figures and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's tight with my cousin and shit. Like, nah, fuck you, dude. I'm scoring you and shit. Like, football and shit, but, with fucking action figures. I never told that shit to anybody.
That's pretty cool. I was like, damn, that just came like childhood memory.
Yeah, it's time.
But no, it sounds nice.
Right.
I used to have the Rugrats PS1 game.
Yeah.
Which I used to love.
Solid. And it was like the movie, no?
Huh?
For the movie?
No, it was way before the movie was even a thing.
Oh,
it was like
damn, like the fucking show.
Yeah, it was like 97 and shit. Like, it was from the show. It was like the first video game. And the game was sick because it was like open world kind of.
Mm-hmm.
People, you were in the house, right? And the different levels were different missions that activated from things in the house.
Yeah.
But the house was built replica to how it was in the show.
Like downstairs with the basement.
Yeah, exactly. And everything. Great. Which used to give me hype. So what I did was, and I started getting all the toys and all the house pieces.
Uh-huh.
So I grabbed two shoe boxes.
Uh-huh.
And I just built, I would walk around the game looking where everything was and then draw it inside the shoebox.
Oh, that's.
And I tried making like a little replica of the house, like a little set. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I would put him to sleep, I would put like Tommy in his room and shit.
Damn.
Yeah. I would put like Chucky in his, like, well, not Chucky, Dill. Mm-hmm. Little Dill. I'll put little Dill in his room and shit.
Damn.
And it was like, you know, like all. And I even had a little outside for like Spike. And I still have that shit, dude. I still have it in my closet. I'll show it to you next time you come over. Yeah,
that's
I found that
shit
recently.
That's some shit you should keep and shit.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I saw it moves. That's like my Super Nintendo type shit. It's like, you can't just let go.
That stays with you. Yeah. But it was, that was like also like I knew. I was like, damn, got my little set pieces and shit. I was making little.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Talking about like my Super Nintendo, dude. I remember when my grandma, well, not my grandma, like my Jeffrey's grandma pretty much.
Mm.
Brought it from Colombia, dude. I was like, fuck this box. Boom, it was brand new, dude.
Oh, no.
Solid new with the fucking cart, the little fucking, you know, the shit that comes inside, fucking that cushiony shit.
Yeah. The styrofoam.
The styrofoam, there you go. I was like, fucking palabasura.
Yeah, and now you wish you're like, why? I was like, after doing shit like that when I was little, that's why now I save it. I think it's because like you're like, why?
Yeah.
Why you put that shit up? I just noticed. It's just dope. What's up? You actually put it up?
Yeah, but the frame.
Yeah, the frame does
the frame. Yeah. No, the frame. No, what? Yeah, it's all right. No,
it makes the difference. All I'm saying when you put it up. Always.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the frame, I need to get a better one.
Or like more for to the like size?
For the fucking coolness of the fucking thing, mm-hmm. I'm going to get... Yeah. I don't know, talking shit. It's probably, it's like fucking...
It'd be cool if you did like a border with like, take one of the horror comics and just cut the papers out. Like one of those cheap horror comics. Like that has like Jason in them.
Oh, yeah.
And then make like a border.
That would be good.
That would be kind of tight.
Like that's all a the good different way. Yeah, fucking describe this shit. Like, it's a fucking
picture. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm talking like the people can see what the fuck we're talking about. Yeah,
it's a picture of...
Yeah, we got this thing at a con. It's, right. it's a really sick picture, a poster. Describe it, Joe. What does it got on it?
What is it, like 2016 that we got it this year?
Got last year. Last year? This year, but July. Yeah,
July.
Like, July of 2016, yeah, this year. Yeah, we went to the convention.
Yeah, fucking it's a...
artist rendition.
Chucky... The dude from Scream, Jason, Freddy, Hellraiser, fucking...
Yeah, like Pinhead, Michael Myers.
Michael Myers. They're all chilling, playing poker.
Yeah.
Like in a fucking...
little like cabin.
Cabin, yeah, like a little cabin. And there's like two chicks outside like
knocking on the door and little do they know.
Yeah, Hellraiser's like, yo, chill. There's people some knocking and shit. Yeah.
This and fucking... the girls... Don't even know.
Strip poker?
Yeah.
Come on, boys.
All the fellas are trying to clean up and shit. Get together, ladies.
Yeah. Hey, comb your hair, Chucky. You're fucking up, dude. He has a little knife right next to him.
Is it a milk crate to look higher?
I don't know, dude. That's funny. I just realized he has a little knife and shit on the table. The and shit, like, fuck.
Not doing too hot, probably, and shit.
Yeah, not doing too hot. She's about to go down and shit.
Clearly, yeah.
That's funny, dude. I just... Like, Freddy's like, yo, fucking chill, dude. Jason's like, yo.
I'm about to do work.
Yeah, I'm about to go in with this fucking...
Michael Myers said, huh?
He's like, what'd you say, boy?
Oh, no.
This dude is just fucking mad and shit. Who's knocking on the door right now? That's funny, dude. Nah, but yeah, I need to get a new frame for this shit.
But yeah, you were saying about the Super Nintendo and the boxes and all that?
Oh, yeah. Nah, I just fucking threw it away like it was fucking...
Yeah.
Even it would have been cool and shit, but like now I've like, I just cared about the Super Nintendo and shit.
Right. Dude, like, you know, funny enough, my grandma on my dad's side.
Oh, by the way, fucking shout out and shit for that game that you got me and shit.
Which one was
that? That was solid move. I forgot the name of it. Shit. What the fuck?
The game that I got you?
Yeah, the one you got me at the con.
Yeah, shit, the con. Super... Talking about the con, the like rare.
Yeah, thing. Dude.
Was that Shadow having... something or other?
I forgot what it was called and shit.
That you had, like, since a child and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it for John because I remember him talking about that was, like, his favorite game when he was little kid.
I already beat it.
Yeah.
I already beat it. I beat it, like, that same week and shit. It's fucking hard as fuck, dude.
Like, Shadow or some shit? No, dude.
I forgot what it was called.
The artwork is cool as fuck. I remember that.
Yeah, it's some dude with a shotgun and shit. Shoot, like, aliens and shit. Like, pigs. It was like Duke Nukem, but like the old school Duke Nukem. It's like, what is that fucking company?
Namco or something amazing?
No. Huh. I think it's the same people like Lionsgate made it.
Yeah,
some shit. Those people make good ass games.
Yeah, but especially in the 90s.
Lionsgate, I think fucking Lion King, right?
Did Lion also? King?
Yeah.
That game's fucking... That was an underrated game back in the day, too.
Lion King? Like, yeah. Dude, I fucking loved it.
I love that. I still have that shit.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, yeah, my grandma ended up... I remember when I was super little. Like, super little. Like, 5.
Yeah.
6. My grandma gave me a Game Boy. Before, like, you know, Game Boy Color and all that shit. Like, the first Game Boy.
The solid gray one?
Yeah, like, the big-ass like fucking... The brick and shit. And I was hyped as shit. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even, like... I just remember being, like, all crazy about it and shit.
You didn't even, like, knew what it was?
Like,
you knew what
it was. I knew video games because I had, like, a Super Nintendo, but I didn't know, like, the Game Boy, like, that I could, like, that, like, anybody was going to get it for me.
Portable and shit? Oh, like...
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't even thinking that I was going to have it. You know, when you don't expect some shit?
Yeah.
Like, I knew I was getting Super Nintendo games, but I didn't fucking even think I was getting that shit. And I fucking remember I had, like, Donkey Kong in it. Mm-hmm. And I was playing, that's what you got me with it. And I was playing, and I was like, this is fucking sick. You know, the old one where you couldn't even take it out in the light too much because you couldn't even see the screen.
Yeah, you couldn't even see that shit.
You had to be like in the like shadows tilt it and shit. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And I remember my ass.
Yeah, that gray one and shit for sure.
The next day, next fucking day, second day.
No, I remember, my bad, when they upgraded it with the green light.
Oh, game changing.
I remember fucking playing Swamp Thing that I used to have and shit.
Oh, nice, dude. Yeah.
I had to like fucking tilt it, and then when they made the light, I was like,
"Yeah, yeah."
Oh god, yeah, that's fucking sick. And it was like all green and shit.
Yeah, so, yeah. It makes it look like Swamp Thing. Yeah, it goes appropriately. It's
cool, yeah, the fucking dude ass fucking jumping in. Let's say
no, that but we're fucking. Cool. You still have that shit or no?
Nah, nah, dude, that shit is in Colombia. Like some little kids probably. Like, yeah. Nah, fuck that. It's too old. It's just,
yeah, it's still sandy. Okay. He's like, dude, I can get this in an app, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, what is this dumb chunky ass thing?
Nah, yeah, I know. It's fuck. But no, I think I've said it before and shit. I need to bring my guitar and shit and on the pod somewhere.
Some
episode
point.
Two and shit. I probably said it before and shit. Fuck that dude. That's playing it right now. And shit. Something in the morning. He should be playing it.
Yeah. Okay. But now, like, I was skating the second day having it. I went skating around with it. You already know where this is going. You know where this is going. This big old brick in my fucking pocket, like an idiot. Dude, fucking fell out.
Back pocket, just blackout.
Crushed. Fucked it up. Like, it didn't, I thought it wasn't broken because it didn't have any visible damage.
Yeah.
I went to play that shit. It was just like stripes, 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 stripes. I was like, no.
It's probably just.
And I never got a fucking. I didn't get a Game Boy until, like, Game Boy Color.
Really?
I never had a Game Boy again, so Game Boy Color.
Color, like the flip ones?
No. Like the game, just it looks like the Game Boy, but they added color to it.
Oh, man.
But they had an adapter. They had like an adapter and shit, like that you could play Game Boy games, and so I would just play like Game Boy games too and shit on there.
Yeah.
And I remember getting like a Goosebumps video game. That was like the second Game Boy game I got. It was like Goosebumps, fucking adventure.
But they have one for Super Nintendo, they do.
They did, yeah, they have one for Super Nintendo. But we're talking about, oh, dude, we got super fucking side notes and shit. Going back to Rogue One and shit, we didn't even finish.
Oh, yeah, crazy. No, it was good, man. Rogue One, what was it? Highlights, maybe. I don't know.
We went to watch
it. We don't want
to
kill it and shit either.
No, we went to watch it the night that it came out at midnight.
We recommended, though.
Yeah, we recommended. No, we went to a 12:45 showing because it was almost 1.
Yeah,
12:45 showing.
I mean, we walked out of there like at 4 or something.
Yeah, and it was fucking amazing.
No, it was tight. But no, at 3, you walked out. You dropped
No, it was
off.
More than that.
Yeah.
It was a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
And we were calling it, like, I took my little sister and my cousin, which both terribly, we now call the movie, like, Star Wars Woke One.
I mean, it's past their bedtime.
Yeah, yeah. So. That's when they earned that name and shit, fucking Woke One, because.
Woke One.
Because my little cousin claims he was awake, and I saw that boy snoozing.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, like we actually woke him up, he went back to sleep and shit.
Yeah, and like, he's like, dude, I've been awake this whole time.
Yeah.
Get the fuck. So, yeah, Star Wars Woke One is the name. My sister knocked out. He woke up just to ruin the ending.
Yeah.
Pretty much just to ruin the ending, he woke up and shit.
It's like, this ending sucks, but...
Yeah, he said he claims to hate the movie, but how are you going to hate a movie you didn't even fucking see?
Yeah.
So, dude, I saw it. Just name one thing that happened. We're like, oh, dude, the part with... Spoiler alert. When fucking, like, CP3O and R2-D2, we're just, yeah, you're talking shit. That never happened, dude. I was watching the movie. This shit was funny, though.
Yeah, but it was a quick scene, so it's all good and for you guys.
Oh, God, can we talk about the scene where fucking... that I called this shit, like, nasty as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like, Darth Vader.
No, we looked at each other, like, like that shit was hilarious.
Captain Orson, whatever the fuck his name is. That little, you know, his little...
The dude helping out
the Death Star, yeah. He's,
For the plans or whatever.
There's a famous scene where he goes up to say some shit to Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
And Darth Vader uses
the
Force.
Don't test me, boy, and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He uses the Force to choke him. And Captain Orson said, joke's on you, bitch. Because I liked it.
Yeah.
Dude was getting choked, and that boy was smirking like, ooh. And I swear he fucking looked at the camera and winked and shit.
He
looked at the camera and winked. I'm like, this dude looks like he's kind of feeling it.
Yeah.
We look up, the motherfucker winked at the camera.
Yeah, pretty much. Because we even called him out. I was like, dude, he probably winked at us and shit like,
like.
There you go.
Because he was,
yeah.
So if you're watching that movie, look out for the scene that he gets fucking... Like
that's the only scene he like Darth Vader choking some dude.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're bodying him.
Yeah, just
so he thought. He walked away.
Yeah.
You know that dude's just here like And also Darth Johan swears.
Like,
yeah, Johan swears that there's a scene in the movie where they say orale.
Oh yeah. One dude slipped.
Just, you're like, what was it? Real quick?
Yeah, keep
what's
keep
up?
An eye on it.
Not like it's all bug or something.
Nah, because I heard some weird shit.
Because if you're watching the Rogue One movie, like, notice that, like, a big part of the movie is just that we called, remember we were talking about, it's like, oh my God, you forgot the USB! No, the goddamn floppy disk, no!
The floppy disk, yeah.
Notice how much different the movie would have been in like, the right before they blew up.
Yeah.
Right before they blow up a planet. I'm not going to say what.
Yeah. Oh,
the global planet if a Stardust would have just grabbed
the goddamn floppy
disk. Goddamn floppy disk. It would have been different. Because they're all like, oh, great, we made it. We're in the plane. Oh, all right, pass me the USB. And she's like, ooh.
The floppy disk, dude. Floppy disk sounds even better.
Yeah, the floppy disk, for God's sake. Yeah. That was fucking great. Dude.
Fucking.
You got the fucking floppy disk goblin. What the fuck? Fuck the floppy disk. No, that shit was great, dude.
Fucking floppy disk, dude. That's fucking funny, man. Just thinking of the little fucking plastic skinny shit and shit.
Like all this shit for like little floppy disk and shit.
Fucking destroying the world and that shit over that little floppy disk.
Fuck floppy disk. That shit was hilarious.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, beautiful. That ending, dude. So good.
Yeah, the ending was the best. Like fucking, well, yeah, it was good.
What are you saying? Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. I mean, Darth Vader just bodies
that scene. That
I mean, like, leading to have you guys seen like episode what, 4?
Yeah, 4 going to 5.
Going to 5. Literally, that movie. Nah, in the beginning of 4 and shit. Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that movie ends seconds before episode 5 starts. If you think about it, like pretty much episode 5 starts where episode 4, like where Rogue One ends. It's like boom.
Episode 4.
Yeah, it's like, I was telling like John, like that movie was the fucking like alley-oop of the fucking assist of the century and shit.
Yeah.
Like half court fucking alley-oop dunk, dude. That shit was fucking amazing.
That was good.
They fill in that blank so fucking good between the two movies. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, and then like in the end, you even we'll say it. Spoiler alert! Big spoiler alert! Fucking Princess Leia. Oh, beautiful Princess Leia. What you? You think I should have said it or something? You're like
Princess Leia.
Yeah, that she comes out when she comes out. It's like the hope.
If you guys,
spoilers.
I mean,
but that was beautiful. That got me like right here.
Yeah, it was cool.
And also, as you all know, this episode, we'll dedicate this episode to
my homegirl,
Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
The one and only Princess Leia. And also our boy George Michaels and shit.
Yeah.
Two amazing people and shit.
Yeah. Rip.
I like knowing that George Michaels was still on this planet with us, you know? It made me sad that he was gone.
Yeah, I didn't even.
Knowing that he was out there and shit.
He was chilling. Yeah. He was still killing it. I mean, how old was he? He was
52.
Young, dude.
So he was young, man. And so was Carrie Fisher. She was only 60.
Yeah, true.
And I love them, dude. I mean, it's crazy. A princess and a prince. Both gone in 1 year and shit.
What? I mean,
You know, prince. I mean, sad.
Yeah.
We love her, though. And she comes out in the fucking Rogue One, but God, what a way to go.
You think she's going to make it? You think they already filmed the new Star Wars?
That's what I was going to tell you. Is like, it's now it's going to be when we watch the new one, it's going to be even more intense because they actually finished filming it with her.
Yeah. So,
it's gonna be like,
I think it was her last one.
Yeah, and it was her last one, yeah.
What?
So we're gonna watch it with her, like, being in it, you know? But, you know, she went on ice. She got to do, like, the new ones. I think that was a cool way for her to go, you know?
True, yeah.
And also, like, this guy went on a Christmas. I thought that was good, too. Like, respect the boy. If you have to go, might as well go, like, you know? Like.
I mean, we're listening to that song, so I was like, damn, dude.
Yeah, last Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
Good guy. We're gonna end the show on
that. That's how fucking life works and shit.
Yeah.
Weird and shit sometimes.
If it's gonna be, if you had to go, they may be like, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
On a, like, nice note.
Make some,
mm-hmm.
Fucking. Let me see.
But yeah, Rogue One. If, quick summary by Johan, it's tight.
Mm-hmm.
My quick summary, it's a fucking alley-oop. Best alley-oop ever.
Best alley-oop of the galaxy.
Yeah, dude, fucking best alley-oop. It was like fucking like half court alley-oop, dude. I was fucking I was just screaming at the fucking, remember, I was like,
yeah.
It was fucking nice. No, I still think if they would have done it, I didn't want an after credit because obviously there's no after credit because the movie is going into episode 5.
But episode 4.
I mean, episode 4, excuse me. But it would have just been just to hear like, just one after the credits. Yeah, just to go home and shit.
Sure, we're home.
No. But you can almost watch
people's
Rogue One.
Socks just fly off. Just
dude. But you know what they should do? Would be sick just to watch Rogue One.
I mean,
One
I would've,
and straight into 4. Like, you know, if you just cut it and then start 4 right away without the credits, it would probably flow like perfectly.
Oh, like solidly, and like if you want to watch it.
Yeah, like watch it. I'm saying like after the DVD comes out, just to, like.
Yeah, they should do that.
That would be sick.
That would be amazing.
It'll flow in perfectly. Like, dude. You could tell that movie ends literally. Like, I don't think any of the other Star Wars take place that close.
1, 2, and 3 aren't even. They don't even count. Is that what it is?
They don't even count, yeah.
Like, they even mentioned it. Like, Disney was like, yo, fuck those mythology movies.
Mythology-wise, it's, like, a little bit different than we wanted it to be.
Yeah, it's like, fuck those movies and
but
shit.
Like,
but Lucas Jones was just like, no,
but I wrote them.
Yeah. Nah,
like, man. Get back to work! Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, we're doing it. We're dropping a Christmas album.
Oh,
if we're
next
doing,
year?
Yeah, we're gonna do. We're working on it this year. We're working it for next year. We got a Christmas album recording.
Just let me know, dude.
We're doing it. We got covers. We got originals.
Yeah,
it's gonna be nine tracks of fires, then. Oh, fuck. You're fucking chestnuts roasting all over the fucking place.
Dude. You mentioned it, dude. I'm already. You see it? I'm waiting and shit. I'm already heated and shit. I'm already packed and shit.
Yeah, John. Why don't we give them a visionary? Paint them a picture. Of where we podcast from, just so people fucking kind of know and shit.
Well, we're doing it
from your humble today. Dome.
Yeah,
we like moving around. P.S. Thank you for listening the last episode. We actually did get a review. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
I was gonna tell you and shit was pretty sick. And also, it must have been kind of funny because I was listening back to it.
Our review's like, yeah, you guys got to get like a fucking new mic. Cause
that's what it's going to go. That's what it's going to go.
You guys are fucking blowing it with the fucking bird sounds.
We're trying to give a little atmosphere. God damn it, people don't like the atmosphere.
For real,
dude. They're like, did you fucking guys write that on the fucking Turnpike exit 32 on the median? God damn. I'm hearing trucks, fucking alarms. No, it was cool. Nah. It sounded good. I actually liked that it was outside. Like, it sounded nice.
Yeah, good.
We're going to do it probably next episode. Do it out there again.
Yeah, whenever.
Live from exit 32 on the expressway.
That fucking lunch. I do it every day and shit.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just funny listening to some songs. I'm like, God damn, it sounds like we're in the median on the expressway. Like, you just
hear,
like,
I haven't heard it yet.
Your trucks. Like, but I like it. It sounds better. But it's just funny. It's just
That's good. That's good.
That's take them down, take them down.
You know, all crazy people going bug around us and shit.
You're live from the downtown Detroit.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
No, I'm just playing.
Okay, hey, what is
Pongo
it?
Lives out there.
Nah, fucking, what is it? Nah, I'm not even gonna go
there. I think I know you're going. Don't even go there and dad. We'll talk off mic. Off the record or shit. Were you gonna say some Chicago shit or something?
Nah, I was gonna say this one.
Oh, look at this dude. Uzi does it, baby. See, look, people thought we were joking around. We're in Detroit, baby.
Shit is going down, dude.
That's out your window now, dude. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, Leprechaun's getting shot out there. Yeah, no, yeah, but by the way, in the background is, yeah, my bad. Background, we're not even watching, like, talking shit, but it's Leprechaun in the hood and shit. Back to the hood and THA and shit.
Yeah.
So,
classic. Yeah. Classic cinematic.
If you haven't seen it,
Oscar worthy.
Uh huh.
Never got the attention it deserved. Shit slides under the Oscar radar sometimes.
Yeah, he just got looking.
Got bodied.
And he just got bodied and shit. And he just stood back up and shit like. Good 30 shots to the face, empty clips and shit. He's like, nah, I'm back. Nah, but yeah.
But yeah, give them a little painting of your, like, they know our home. This episode where we're taking place.
Yeah.
Because we talked about the painting, we might as well give them a little.
It's my room. I'm about to paint this shit too, funny enough. Paint it white. Yeah. No more black and shit.
Yeah, he's got a good collection of posters. We got like his little, skate thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your Kawhi corner and shit.
My Kawhi corner, I got.
Johan, you know that saying that people say that it's like the little things in life?
Yeah.
Johan took it very seriously when people said that because he had. Because he bought a bunch of cute ass, like, there's skulls and shit all over this room, and then all of a sudden there's a little thing we like to coin the Kawhi corner. Because it's like one shelf that is just filled with like shit that'll make you vomit. It's so nice looking.
Yeah, I mean, it's practically those fucking doibs, dude.
Yeah, he's got.
I got like my Ninja Turtle doibs and what else? I got a little Ghost Rider doib over there. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I didn't notice that one. Did you show it to last time, I think? Oh, that's the super, yeah.
Yeah, logo thing.
You got those mini Gundams, like.
Mini Gundams.
And, yeah.
Nah, I gave those to Jaden.
Yeah, that's nice. And now they can't stick them in his nose and shit.
Nah, I should have kept them and shit. But then again, he'll probably enjoy them later. Yeah. It's too little and shit.
The Kawhi corner was getting out of hand.
Yeah, I know. Now I got my two Turtle Boys since I was like a fucking sixth grade and shit. Turtle Boys from Toy Machine. Shit. Get at him.
You don't know.
What else do I got?
You got some nice paintings of yours?
Some nice paintings.
Some nice Beavis and Butthead butt?
Yeah.
Oh, my sister got you that. Remember New York?
Oh, really? I thought it was a girl from Cali and shit.
Oh, no, bullshit. Yeah, that one. Okay, you didn't give him that one, right? Or was it Julia? That Beavis and Butthead, was that Julia or you that gave it to him? Oh no, you gave him the cartridge, right? You gave him something to beat his butthead, didn't you?
A blue. Oh.
She's like, I'm going back to sleep.
Yeah, no, you gave me a cool pin though. It was a Freddy pin.
Yeah, that shit.
I found it. Funny enough.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember, I was like, damn, I don't know where it is. I lost it. I don't know. Fuck. Yeah, it's right there. Bang out that boom, bang, boom. Yeah, you see?
I told you it was right. I told you it was.
That's what I do. That's
yeah, that it was next to the next to thing. Jeez, yeah. Louise.
I mean, that's the first thing. I came in my room and shit, turned on the light, and then I saw to the left. I'm like, there it is. No, I got my amps, my guitars, fucking.
I'm gonna do a post like that, like though, like you know how you require things.
It's comfy and shit. I got mad blankets too.
Mad blank. Oh, he's got blankets for days.
I got blankets. Jesus yeah, I gotta Christ, get comfy.
This guy's got the throne of comfort. Is great.
Yeah, it's good. And have you seen my new robe?
I did see the robe.
My girl got me and shit.
That you so graciously opened with your little bubble pipe.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Drinking my green tea and shit at the same time. Shit. You know those hats and shit.
What was one of the little like
with the little sips
and shit? Yeah, yeah.
God damn, dude.
Beverages coming out all your orifices and shit. You ready to watch the game?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I'm gonna do
and
that.
And the Panthers play. I haven't even. That's probably the first one in the year that I don't even.
What's up?
Slipped over my head. I don't even know what the score was.
What the scores yet? Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're not doing too hot and shit.
They're not doing too hot. Are we doing the Poke Whispers right now? Is this what we're going into? Puck Whispers.
I've been on Panthers and they've been sucking and shit.
Yeah, the Panthers, they Puck Whispers.
I'm trying to like fight off like people on their Instagram and shit, like talking shit. I kid you not, dude. I kid you not. I'm that big
of a.
I've
got it like that, yeah.
But it's fun and shit.
It's funny, yeah.
Oh, you want to try it? What's up?
We should screenshot
some hot flakes and shit. I'm like calling people rats and shit. You know, like they throw rats in
the dumpster. Yeah, throw rats. It's like she's throwing your ass out there fucking.
You know, like, get the fuck out of here, rat and shit. It's okay. You're talking shit. Like, Wolf fans. Yo, we got fans, kid.
Come on to a game, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah.
No, that's funny. That's funny, dude.
Instagram and shit.
And Rangers killing it.
Rangers.
Yeah.
Was killing it. That was like the wild. I heard they were like 10 up.
Columbus, the secret creeper. The
jackets and shit. Yeah. And Philly was doing it pretty good too and shit. Yeah. They're doing runs, dude. God, that's what Rangers. We need, dude.
Dude, fucking, did you hear? Rangers been killing it so hard. You know what I heard? Lundqvist, did you see that fucking game where he was like a shutout? Like he just like it was like 36 shots. He like
he just
none of them got through him and shit.
Nah,
the dude, you know the guy, fucking. He bit the game.
I know his backup goalie was fucking hot as shit.
Oh, Antti Raanta?
He was fucking killing.
That dude's awesome and shit.
Yeah, I was like, damn, dude. Like, I think it was Blackhawks and the Rangers that they played.
Yeah.
It was Crawford and... Not yeah. Crawford. There's the backup goalie for...
For the Blackhawks?
Yeah.
I don't remember. The dude that got pulled out of AHL and shit.
Yeah. He's like some redhead dude and shit. Yeah. Kills it. It was him and the backup dude. And they were like, afterwards, they were like super respect and shit.
No, Antti's
like,
sick, dude.
It was a solid game.
Dude, Antti's been so fucking good. I'm going to be surprised if he's also the guy that's like driving the bus back home.
Oh.
Dropping off all the...
How good would that be? So like, yo, boys, we're doing
it. I saved your ass and now I'm driving and dropping you off. And he's driving the bus back home.
Buying them paninis and shit like... We're riding and shit. That would be amazing.
Yeah, dude.
It's like the fucking... the goalie... Equipment manager.
Dude, he padded everybody up before the game and drove them home and said, tucked them in. You
tucked them in.
He gave Lundqvist a little kiss on the cheek.
Good night, kid.
That kid has been killing it, though.
Yeah,
that,
dude.
Crazy. It's like out of nowhere. I was like, damn. Yeah, they've been putting him in more and more. You can tell.
They like it. Since that game, I was like,
That dude's a genius.
It's solid. I don't know if
people
the highlights.
Yeah.
No. You're going to be like, dude, crazy.
No, I was watching it, dude. I got the NHL channel now again.
Oh, yeah.
I told you I got the ice package now and shit.
I just stay on that.
Yeah. Kat was the one that noticed it first.
Damn.
When we got the upgrade, I noticed we got Elray. And I was like, yeah! And the cat's like, yo, we got all the NHL shows.
That shit, you better enjoy it, dude. Because I had Elray for a little bit. You remember?
Told you, yeah.
I was like, fuck. That's what I
did. All Christmas, all Godzilla.
You told me, I'm like, yo, you got Elray? I'm like, what the fuck is Elray?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I stuck for like a week and shit. And I was like, I was hooked. And then like that week, they cut me off and shit.
They do like Kung Fu Wednesdays with like only Kung Fu movies all night.
Good as movies.
All good movies.
Good as movies, yeah.
But like, it's fucking great.
I was like, dude, they cut me off like that. How dare you?
Yeah.
Cold turkey and shit. No warning, no nothing.
Yeah. But Chris, well, we didn't talk about it this time. Remember you said last episode, I had talked about my favorite movies of the year, and you were like, I'm going to sleep on it until the next one. Would you update that yet?
Damn.
You definitely put Rogue One in? Yeah, I definitely would add Rogue One to my list.
Yeah, Rogue One, fucking,
Or no, you were going to say, what about your favorite, what's your favorite Christmas movies?
Of all time?
Yeah, you remember you wanted to talk about it last episode?
Oh, true. Yeah. Damn, dude. I mean, well, I saw it at Christmas. Funny enough. It was Home Alone in the morning.
Yeah.
Then Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
And then Christmas Vacation.
Oh, I love Christmas Vacation.
That was the best
thing. Did you watch Christmas Story? Are you missing anything Christmas?
And that was like right on midnight and shit.
Yeah, that's
when
nice.
It finished,
yeah,
and then boom, midnight. Boom. So it was like open presents and shit.
Right on.
It's like when the fucking cops going in the house and shit. I was like, that was pretty good and shit.
I love that.
So I think I'm probably gonna make that shit a new fucking
ritual,
a movie, yeah. That I should watch and shit. Cause I'm like, oh, it's good and shit.
Went
before
Home Alone?
And shit, huh?
One with Home Alone or
no, Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation. Oh, you're saying Christmas Vacation? Oh, when they go,
they go in
that you timed perfectly with the scene
with the cops and shit. Like, oh,
no, I know
shit.
What you're talking about.
And it's like almost.
I think you're talking about when the kid, the sticky bandits, but now I know what you're talking about. No, that is. I love Christmas Vacation. Yeah,
dude. I've seen it before.
You slept on it, but you never looked at it like.
I never saw it. Never saw it before,
and it had a whole
and
new
a Christmas
layer.
Like with the fucking.
That's, for me, it's like Christmas Story. You know the Christmas
story. And
pretty
much, we were all like fucking waiting for like to open the presents and shit. With the cops were going in and shit.
Nice.
I was like, nah, that's a good
nice touch.
So I'm gonna keep it like that every Christmas. For every Christmas, it's been like Home Alone and shit.
Yeah, always Home Alone.
One and two and shit.
Home Alone 2, I think, is my favorite.
Three
sure.
And the other one, I think they have a fourth one.
Yeah, because you know people always say, like, sequels aren't that good. Home Alone 2, bitch, that's what I got to say.
2 is solid.
It's the best one, probably.
Yeah.
Also, you get to be weird and be like, whoa,
and Pocahontas 2 is pretty good.
Two
shit. No, I'm talking shit. Pocahontas 2 is
Planes
science.
2.
Yeah.
Just fucking straight serial killer shit.
Yeah, just... Nah, I don't even know, dude. Like, I was like, shit.
Yeah, World War 2. Outback killed World War One. People try to talk about sequels.
Yeah.
How about the fucking one of the gnarly sequels?
Yeah. That's crazy.
But no.
Take it over here. No, but I don't know. Fucking. That's probably it.
No, but speaking of Home Alone 2, I gotta talk about this because this ties into the hockey shit we're talking about. And I know you know, but remember that one year the Kings and Home Alone in New York were playing in the playoffs?
Right.
Like 2 years ago in the playoffs?
I think so.
Oh, the one.
Yeah,
the,
when Kings won and shit, pretty much.
Yeah, one of the best burns ever though was with the Rangers and the LA Kings. We were playing in Los Angeles, and they took a picture in the limousine in New York, and they tweeted like, oh guys, great, gonna be a great game to New York. I feel like I'm in Home Alone because you know the scene where the kids in the limo, and then the Rangers like tweeted back, it's like you must have forgotten the title of that movie because it's Lost in New York.
Oh,
and I was like, ooh. That was fucking solid.
Yeah. I know. No,
and it was Ross.
I think they're fucking what is that? Media management fucked up and shit. drop that fucking mic like
that. Yeah, when they saw that, I was like, I love this paper.
I don't know, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, but they set themselves up so bad with that one, dude.
What they say? They didn't say shit.
They just took the L, dude.
Yeah, they fucking.
And they lost that game. And they lost. You can't
probably,
just to fuck them. They're
mentally and shit. The players probably read that like, dude, who the fuck hired this fucking media manager motherfucker? Just fucking fire his
set
ass.
That ass up for that and shit. Just spanking and shit. Just pop that ass out like that.
Yeah, dude, we're gonna lose this game on purpose.
Fucking rocked.
We're about to get racked.
Yeah, but what's your favorite? One of your other favorite Christmas movies?
Cats,
what's yours? What's your favorite Christmas movie, Cat? There you go. I was waiting for someone to.
The Gremlins.
Gremlins.
Yeah,
that's one of my all-time favorites too. Gremlins 1 and 2. I love both of them.
That is
passionately. And we just got a new Gremlins toy. I'm waiting to show Cat Gremlins 2.
Oh damn! Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Classic. Yeah.
1 and 2. 1 and 2. That's all you need and shit.
And for and I'll say I saw that Office Party movie and I actually thought new one and it was actually really funny.
Office
Christmas
Party,
Office Party. Yeah.
As new one?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Dude. The one with the, like all the SNL characters are doing. It was fucking hilarious because me and Joan have an ongoing joke about Vin Diesel. Not even an ongoing joke. The guy is fucking. I just like being pumped for the fucking Diesel, dude. Right? You know, if you haven't caught VD yet, then.
I'm VD.
Not back to discharge, baby. We're talking Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
me and my girl watching that Christmas Office Christmas Party movie together, uh-huh. and she see there was a new fucking, like, you remember Triple X with him?
Right.
There's a new Triple X dropping.
Oh my god.
And then watching him, like, fuck yeah, fucking fill me up full of diesel. The diesel just pumping in me, dude.
You're doing crazy. Look at the fucking diesel, dude. How many movies does he
do? Triple X, like 9. I don't even know.
Fuck, I know he has like 8. But no, like, I'm talking shit. Like 7
Fast and Furious. It's going to 8 now, yeah.
That's crazy.
So what's it called? My girl's watching
that. They're making a new one?
Yeah, they're making a new one. There's already a trailer.
Dude. And he directs them all and shit.
He's also the writer, the stunt director.
He does his own stunts?
Sometimes he does, like, he plays some of the other characters.
That's crazy. Yeah, sometimes just fucking he puts on a wig and shit's like, I'm here.
Shit goes
and
down and shit.
Yeah.
And when in doubt, he plays some of the extras in the background. You don't even notice and shit.
That's crazy.
But no, my girl was watching this. Cutting I was like, fucking, up. My girl was like, oh no.
Yeah.
She's like, I was gonna say something, but it's she already
Diesel,
cut baby. Me off. She's it's, like, I know you're watching that with John and not
yeah,
me.
Diesel. Diesel.
But this is the best part. Then we go watch that Office Party movie.
Uh-huh.
He's like in it? No. But there's one of the characters uh-huh. was like, you know the dude that plays Lou from like Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yeah.
He comes out and the dude, there's like an ongoing Vin Diesel joke throughout the whole movie. She was like having to hear the Vin Diesel even more. I was like, the fucking movie's great.
Somebody got our humor, dude. Because it was a good movie and shit.
It was fucking hilarious, dude. And just for that, one of the characters loves Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
There's a whole plot. Point of the movie.
Diesel's good.
That has to do with Vin Diesel. Who other person?
I'm telling you, who other person wears a fucking leather vest, no dude, shirt, just fucking vest, solid, no like shirt, boom,
62 degree weather and shit. Yeah. Dude, he has what I call a sexual humidity about him.
Yeah, best
interview. He walks in, there's a humidity that just
surrounds him. It's just like a different atmosphere. Yeah. Shit around.
He has one of the only people you can describe as having a sexual humidity is fucking Vin Diesel, dude.
I mean, best interviews I've ever seen, that's for sure.
Dude,
and I'm not joking about this shit.
No, Dominic Toretto. Wait, ask Dominic Toretto a question. You should ask me how I live my life. And
yeah. How do you live your life?
A quarter mile at a time. He always has the best fucking answers. Dude, he throws a line in the trailer. God damn it, we got to watch it after this.
Yeah.
Where it was as classic as quarter mile at a time. I was like, he was just like, they were like, no, break, no. Some shit like that.
He did a Mortal Kombat fucking commercial.
Oh, in the 90s. In the 90s.
Yeah.
You sent it to me, I think. Yeah. This shit was great.
I was like, what?
Yes, everybody look up fucking arcade or fucking Vin Diesel commercial.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat commercial. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
These nuts.
I think that's when he was wearing the fucking vest that I saw.
Vest, I think Oakley's made, possibly.
Nah, dude, that's too much. It was in the dark and shit. Nah, but he was wearing Oakley's a whole movie and shit.
Oh, God.
Riddick.
Fucking, yeah.
Get on it, dude.
Fucking.
Sponsored by
3 a.m. in the morning, no sun, no life, nothing. The boys.
He lives in a planet with no sun.
Hater blockers, dude. That's. And yet he still needs shades. That's fucking amazing, man. Yeah. Triple X Vin Diesel, baby.
He doesn't
age.
Oh, there you go.
You thought you were going to catch me slipping? He works on a different, like, we're on Earth years. He's on some other shit.
He's like was that dude, that guitarist from Rolling Stones and shit?
Yeah. Jack, what is it?
They're always making
jokes. Mick Jagger.
No, the guitarist and shit.
Oh, the guitarist?
Yeah.
Oh, because the motherfucker doesn't age, he looks the same and shit?
No, he ages, but he
never dies.
Yeah, never dies and shit.
So it's Mick Jagger, though. He's the motherfucker.
True, but he looks
like a roach. Yeah, but he's still shaking and jabbing on stage and shit.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy. Oh no, God. But what was it? Fucking yeah, we were talking with my mom. Shit, the fucking dude, fucking the dude from Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking
Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
Oh yeah, yeah. He still looks good.
Yeah,
man.
I was like, damn.
That dude's a G.
And on Instagram and shit, I was like, kind of creepy. I'm just like, dude.
Yeah, and his daughter's really.
Yeah, one of his daughters had a kid. That's why I was.
I peeped.
Yeah, and Instagram and shit. That was pretty good. And fucking the chick from Lord of the Rings. What's her name?
Oh right, yeah. Like Turner, whatever the last name.
Yeah, fucking
yeah.
Comes out in one of his videos and shit. Yeah, super hot and shit. Super babe and shit.
Yeah.
Her and the other chick, the two babes and shit.
Yeah,
that blonde chick.
Right.
Yeah. Solid.
No, solid as fuck. Yeah. Solid as fuck. But yeah, First Christmas was mine. I definitely say Gremlins is definitely on there. Die Hard. It's not technically, but it is a Christmas movie. Yeah, we're a bunch of bonds. Oh, we might not.
Yeah.
Die Hard, definitely one of my favorite Christmas movies. Also, this is a little bit turn off if you guys want to have a nice little Christmas movie viewing, double feature, Die Hard, and then go in for like Christmas horror movies, and you go to Black Christmas.
Oh.
That's a good one. And it's funny enough.
If you're doing that, like fucking.
If we're doing movie night suggestions, go Black Christmas. And then maybe watch Krampus.
Wow.
Which, funny enough, me and Johanna, we should do that. Remember last year we started writing a Krampus comic?
Yeah, I mean.
We need to do that.
We need to get on it and
shit. Yeah, we have a thing called the Anti-Claus story. Anti-Claus.
I'll fucking.
Yeah, we need to do that shit. Yeah, because I found it recently on the iPad. I still have like the fucking, like, I'd say like 6 pages written.
Get it on, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get it going.
Nah, I want to. Yeah, we do Black Christmas, which the guy who actually made the director of that, Bob Clark, he's also he's actually from Fort Lauderdale. I thought that was dope. I watched like a documentary on him.
He's from Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, he's from Fort Lauderdale, and he lived near kind of where Tate's is, because they talk about where his high school was, and it was on University, which is that street that, you know, we always drive on, and like 62, and we go to work. We go to Tate's at 44. It's right there. It's almost like by Coral Springs Mall, Spaghetto Mall.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's also the dude who made the movie Christmas Story, and then he made Black Christmas. So that dude does two Christmas classics.
Oh, really? He did Christmas Story?
Yeah, he did Christmas Story.
He's Christmas.
Dude, I like it. And then he was like, I'm going to give you a good one, and back it up with the fucking Black Christmas.
With the kaplan.
And he also did Porky's. The dude's a G and shit.
Porky's,
I love that.
What the fuck?
Porky's Revenge, you remember? With those kids checking out chicks in high school. It's just a story about kids like in high school and
like fucking
in Miami and shit. Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's from the like 70s though.
Porky's like the gym?
No, not the gym.
Oh, crazy. Yeah.
But I think Porky's named themselves after that movie, because that movie takes place in Miami. Yeah, so I always thought they named it after that.
Makes sense and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, I need to watch that movie, see what's up.
And that dude eventually ended up just like, he wasn't making, like, they weren't giving him movie, like, he wanted to make more like indie movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he moved to Canada, and that dude lived like the rest of his life making movies in Canada and shit.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he passed away?
Yeah, he passed away.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, another one. Oh, Bob Clark, dude.
This year?
No. Like two years ago or something.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, that dude was awesome. And I was like that. I was like, damn, this guy from Fort Lauderdale. And I love Christmas Story, Cats. You know my lamp in my room?
That's a fucking big... Yeah, the dude with the fucking leg.
Yeah, I love that movie, dude.
That movie is good. That is a good movie, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking watch on
holidays. That's one that definitely, when you watch on the holidays, it's just Christmas. Sort of like, yeah. but yeah. So yeah, if you want another good horror, Silent Night, Deadly Night. That's another one of those horror, like, exploitation movies.
My dude.
Trying to give out recommendations and shit.
Yeah. I got like fucking Ninja Turtles on deck and shit. That's a good recommendation.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with that.
Actually, I didn't do that this year. That's what I fucked up.
Oh, what? Ninja Turtles?
Damn, yeah.
You can do that. You should get. I want to get.
I can still watch before New Year's.
Yeah. Considered 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
They're supposed to celebrate, so.
Yeah. I'm celebrating.
All right. Yeah, I'm still out here. Ooh. Yeah, Johan's wearing his fucking light up. Ugly Christmas sweater.
As we speak.
Yeah, which almost bit him in the ass because we were walking around that rain. That shit, that dude almost got shocked like 3 times. Fucking
500 bullets to my face. Just.
Yeah, I never understood when people get those sweaters, dude.
Yeah.
Like you're in the rain, that shit will bite you in
like
the ass.
Like I have to be plugged at a
power. Yeah, chill.
Power plank plugged and shit. Like,
yeah, you can
at all times.
Go as far as your extension cable takes.
Exactly. You're great.
We're going to wrap it up. We're at like an hour, hour 15.
Yeah.
That's a good amount.
Yeah.
Now, legit, we gotta tell people. Listen, you need to spread us like a fucking bad case of the collapse, guys. Spread the pod. Review if you can.
That'd be sick,
yeah. Well, unless you're my girlfriend, don't review it. She already reviews me in life too much and shit.
No.
You're too loud. The fuck? I have enough reviews from you, Julia.
Oh.
So everybody, you can just review the podcast. Share that shit. Vulgarcast.com. You can check Mr. Johan at Shoot for Throws on Twitter, Instagram. Me at Jesus Manette. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays, guys. Happy New Year's. We'll come back in an episode. Probably around New Year's.
Probably maybe before or after.
Yeah, we'll try to do one either day of or day before type of thing. And yeah, good luck, guys. Thanks.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys.